welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 92, Going Home. Last week, I had the opportunity to go to Detroit. And I know a lot of people don't jump up and down at the idea of going to Detroit, nothing against Detroit, but it isn't necessarily that tourist location that everyone dreams of going to, especially in mid to late October. But for me, it was rather special. You see, I was born just outside of Detroit, and left when I was a mere infant, so I have absolutely no recollection of Detroit, and I always wanted to see what that place that I had to write down on all the forms actually looked like. I was born on an Air Force base, Selfridge Air Force Base, just outside of Detroit in Harrison Township. And I knew these facts because, well, just about every form you have to fill out to declare that, yes, you are in fact a United States citizen asks you for your place of birth. And most people I know can not only tell me what city, town, burg they were born in, but also which hospital they were born in. And they usually could point to it and say, oh, yes, in that hospital, that was where I was born, and that's also where they set my broken arm when I was 10 years old. I have none of those connections to the place of my birth. And I always just wanted to see it. Well, my company is a little stingy when it comes to rental cars. I wasn't able to get one because several of my other colleagues had already arranged to get one, and I really wasn't all that thrilled about driving in a strange place anyway, so I didn't really fight for one, but I was hoping that there was some sort of public transit so I would be able to get out and see this place in which I was born. Unfortunately, Detroit was definitely made for the automobile, as the automobile was made there. It does not have that good a public transit. I was at the mercy of my coworkers. Luckily, I found one who wanted to do some sightseeing and was not opposed to the idea of going out to this Air Force base to let me see where I was born. We got caught in some fairly bad traffic. It was not as quick of a trip as I would have hoped, but he was in good spirits. He enjoyed it, and I enjoyed being able to stand there and look at the landscape of the area in which I was born. I, of course, was not able to go on to the military base. They also frowned at me when I took a picture of the sign outside of the Air Force Base. Looking around at the landscape, though, something made sense to me. There was water everywhere. There were rivers and creeks and, of course, a great lake. It makes sense that my mother took some precautions when I was an infant and had me drown-proofed. Drown-proofing is teaching an infant how to swim, and more importantly, teaching them to roll over and lie on their back so they can breathe. I have been able to swim since I was just a few months old, and I am quite comfortable in the water, other than the fact that there's an awful lot of me and I would rather not wear a swimsuit. And I'd rather not be in public when I'm swimming because, as I said, there's an awful lot of me. But swimming and playing in the water is quite natural. I'm amazed that other people have not had this experience. In fact, I have not met a single other person in my entire life who has also been drown-proofed. I think that drown-proofing should be done for all infants. It doesn't matter if you live right on the water or not. Even if you're in the desert, there are so many swimming pools around. I personally think that every child should be drown-proofed. After looking at the base and finishing up the meeting, I, of course, had to come home. And I was so looking forward to being home. After the state fair and then being in Detroit, I was exhausted and I was ready to sleep in my own bed. And it's possible that I was just a wee bit cranky. But I uncovered what I consider to be a considerable scam. I bought two sodas as soon as I came through security, and I noticed that they charged me the 10-cent bottle deposit. And I looked at them and I said, "You've got to be kidding. Here I am, trapped in the airport. I'm going to be flying home. These bottle deposits are to discourage people from littering. Where the hell am I going to throw this on the side of the road when I'm trapped in the airport?" But they smiled at me and said, "I'm sorry, it's required by law. If you finish your drink before you leave, you can bring it to any of the locations that sell Coke products, and they will be happy to give you back your money." Well, this galled me. And so, of course, I drank up. And I had my cup with me, so I was able to put a good portion of it in my cup and drink the rest, and I took it back to another kiosk place to get my money back. And the woman looked at me blankly and said, "What?" And I said, "I want my deposit back." And she said, "You've got to be kidding." And I said, "No, I want my deposit back." She said, "I have been working here for 4 months and no one has ever returned the bottle for their deposit back." I said, "Okay, but I still want my deposit back." She said, "Do you have your receipt? Because I'm not going to give you any money back unless you prove that you bought it from my company." And I'm looking at her going, okay, this doesn't quite jive with what the guy told me when I bought the bottles. And also, I've got to produce a receipt in order to get 10 cents back, which is required by law to be paid. What do you think I did? Snuck these bottles in across the border? Luckily, I had my receipt and I gave it to her. She begrudgingly gave me my 20 cents back, and then she threw the bottles in the trash can. And she told me that she was throwing them in the trash can. She said to me, "You know, we never get these bottles back, so we don't even have a recycling bin. We just throw them in the trash." Now, when I shared this with some people who are from Michigan, they said, "Oh no, she didn't really do that." I'm going, "Yes, she did." Others were saying, "Come on, it's 20 cents. What's the big deal?" And I'm thinking, 20 cents, yeah, it's not a lot of money, but it adds up. And what are these people doing with this money? Is it going back to the state or is it going into their own pockets? So, of course, I got online and I checked and I found out 75% of the unredeemed deposits goes back to the state of Michigan. 25% stays with the retailer. And that is why they didn't want to give it to me. And here I'm thinking, all those bottles that I nicely lined up for the cleaning lady, rinsed them out so she would be able to take them back and get the deposit back and maybe make a little bit more money, she's not going to be able to because I didn't leave her the receipt. Silly me, I didn't think that was necessary. I'm sorry, but I do think that that is a bit of a scam. But now I'm back in North Carolina, where we sort our trash and we carry it out separately because we have to haul our trash out anyway. And there are no deposit fees on any of the bottles that we buy. The bunnies were glad to see me home. The dog was really glad to see me home. The sheep said, "Oh, okay, good person, give us food." I'm not too sure they really care who it is that gives them food. But Dash did come over to get her ear scratched. Thank you so much for coming by and letting me rant and ramble on today's podcast. If you have any comments about this show or any of my other shows, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or send me an email at Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.